This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the People's Convoy that has been on the road since February 23rd, arriving in the D.C. region on Friday and Saturday in Hagerstown, Maryland. They're located at the Speedway there in Hagerstown. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Are you? And nobody. It's hard to imagine because I've seen footage of what looked like way more trucks than would fit in a speedway.
I imagine they've got a lot of parking toward, lot. There's a lot. I imagine there's a lot of space in the parking lot at the speedway as well. I don't know
I would imagine so, but some of the images I've seen have looked like hundreds of trucks.
Yeah, there's a lot of trucks. In fact, there's one image that I saw that said that there's so much. There are so many people at this speedway that people have to park very far away, right?
Oh,
so,
okay.
Like, it's
so they've spread beyond the speedway. That's just where their command post is. Or
correct.
Something.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's a lot of people that are involved in this thing. They've been gathering steam ever since they started in California on the 23rd, and they're supposed to go into D.C. on Saturday, but they put that off, I guess, to regroup, rest a little bit before they headed in to D.C. And they did do that yesterday for the first time. So I'm going to share with you a post from the People's Convoy's Facebook group, which is the following. So this came out today, 9 hours ago. Chris Young posts, DC Beltway, here we come for the second time. Today we will be rolling two wide and one time around and will return to Hagerstown Speedway for the night. He says, DC has been in contact with us. They talk about the departure and they give some directions and how they intend to return. Quote, hey, DC, if you weren't sure from yesterday just how big we are, here's your chance to get a second look. Oh, and P.S., we are growing by the minute. Not all trucks were sent out this morning. Stay tuned. We will hold the line. You work for us. So
what exactly are they protesting?
Well, according to their website, which is thepeoplesconvoy.org, they would like to, let's see if it still has it here, end the declaration of national emergency regarding COVID-19.
Okay.
And restore the nation's constitution.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's a good idea. It was a good idea back
then. The constitution isn't perfect, but it's a lot better than what we have now.
Yeah. And it was a good idea back in, 1778 or whatever, but it didn't work the first time. What makes them think it would work a second?
Well, these are people who are still of that belief system that they can somehow fix the United States, that if you just protest hard enough or elect the right people, that all of a sudden everything's going to be okay again. And, of course, we know that that's a bunch of bunk, and it's
pure
fantasy.
But it's a step on the path, It's
what do you mean by that?
It's, well, if you take where your average person is, your average American, and then you get that person to the point where they're saying, hey, restore the Constitution. Well, for one thing, they're recognizing that the Constitution is not being obeyed. Okay? To me, that was a huge step, realizing that they don't play by their own rules.
True, and when they ignore these people, that might be that next step of like, okay, maybe we can't change this.
When they either ignore them or sick the military on them or whatever
accounts.
They do. They say that a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged, and a libertarian is a conservative who's been arrested.
Now, at this point, if all they're doing is just simply going around the D.C. Beltway slowly one time, that's probably not going to get them arrested. I mean, that's what they've announced here in this.
Well, they weren't doing anything illegal in Canada either.
That's true, and most of them weren't arrested. Now, this, the statement from the police is that they may be arresting them later on, but they did not arrest most of them in, you know, front of Ottawa's Parliament Hill. There were a few of the organizers who were snatched up, and they did make about 180 arrests during the actual crackdown phase, where they had lines of, you know, thick lines of cops pushing protesters places. So they did make some arrests in that case. But during the 3 weeks running up to that, there were very few arrests that that had happened there. I suspect it's going to play out differently if some drivers end up in D.C. proper, which so far hasn't happened. Here's the mainstream media perspective.
Nothing about D.C. is proper.
Indeed. I can't imagine why anyone would want to go there for any reason, but here's what the Washington Post...
there's something to be said for bearding the lion in his den.
Well, I'm not interested in it personally because
I'm not interested in it either. I've done quite enough damage to myself bearding the lion out here.
Yeah, right. So here's what the mainstream media has to say. This is the Washington Post's perspective. Hundreds, this by the way, came out earlier today. Hundreds of trucks, cars, and SUVs protesting the government's response to the pandemic were circling the Capitol Beltway on Monday afternoon for a second day of protests. Organizer Brian Bray said the group, which circled the Beltway twice on Sunday, has no plans to take their protests beyond the Beltway, but did acknowledge there's a passionate faction of the convoy that does want to head into the nation's capital. Quote, a lot of people want me to say certain things and put this convoy into a certain direction. I'm not going to listen to all of them. I'm going to listen to the people, he said. The group is expected to make one loop around the Beltway before returning to its base at Hagerstown Speedway more than an hour outside of Washington. It took about 25 minutes for the convoy to pass on the Beltway with several breaks in between. That's pretty long. They're saying that's how long the convoy was, you know, watching from the beginning to the end of it. It took them 25 minutes. The convoy contained about 130 large trucks as well as hundreds of smaller vehicles. Brace, a 37-year-old truck driver from Northwest Ohio, said a delay in returning to Washington Monday morning was a result of security concerns. He said there were concerns about people trying to come in here who didn't belong, including those who wished to cause harm, violence, and disruption. He says those people are not welcome.
Who is this, Governor Sununu? It sounds like Governor Sununu.
Someone's
protesting and I'm scared. They're threatening me.
He's an alleged 37-year-old truck driver.
Threatening me?
Authorities across the D.C. region have monitored
the
group.
Hold on, this was one of the people in the convoy saying some people who don't belong here are coming.
That's inevitable in a protest like this. There are going to be some likely federal agents who try to show up and make you look bad.
Sure, yeah, you're going to have feds waving swastikas.
What I don't understand is why this guy doesn't and why he's out there making these bizarre claims that, oh, no, people who don't belong here are coming. Well, yeah, dude. Oh,
well, they are
that's
people who don't belong there, and he's saying he doesn't want those people there, which
right, I'm not sure what's confusing.
Well, he doesn't define who those people are. He just said there's some people who wish bad upon us.
Well, how would he
coming.
Know who they are?
Like, yeah, I mean, it's just, it makes him sound like a delusional Governor Sununu. Like, people are out here doing stuff, and I'm scared.
I don't know if he's saying he's scared. He's just saying that
he's saying people wish him harm.
He would prefer... No, that's not what he's saying. He's saying that there are people who intend to cause harm, violence, and disruption who, you know, may be trying to show up in the protest, and he is against that. So I think
he still
we would
sounds
all...
like Sununu to me.
Yeah. Okay, I'm against those
I
people,
I would have
too.
Said the same thing if people had been showing up to the 420
too,
rally
so
and, you know, smashing
that.
Things up or whatever. Right. I would have said those people don't belong here.
Yeah,
I don't
but
want
so
them.
Far we haven't seen those people here either any more than we saw them outside of Governor Sununu's house.
Okay, well, that may be true, but that, I don't think there's anything wrong
I haven't
with
seen anybody there. I haven't seen much footage, you know, but I... If he's saying that, you know, people are showing up who are, you know, feds or trying to instigate stuff or being agents provocateur, I have no reason to disbelieve him. I think I would be surprised if that wasn't happening.
Yeah, I mean, to me, Aria, this seems like a sensible cover-your-ass statement to the media to say, hey, look, we don't agree. If you see anybody doing violence, if you see anybody, you know, causing harm or disruption, that's not us. We don't agree with those people. They've been threatening to show up, but they're not part of what we're doing here. I mean, that's just a standard line, I would think, from anybody who's organizing a peaceful protest, is to say, hey, look, we're not advocating for violence here, so if somebody shows up talking about it, they're not one of us. And I think, you know, anybody that does a public event like this, where you're expecting hundreds, if not thousands of people to show up, it's probably a good idea to make statements like that. But there's more coming up here. We'll get into what is happening with the D.C. truckers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages, or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
303-283-6160. We had somebody in our chat room earlier claiming that he was actually involved in the People's Convoy. He says they're still in Hagerstown. Timothy Burchett on our Facebook feed. Timothy, if you feel like calling in, tell us about it. Would love to actually hear from somebody, you know, on the ground in the midst of this thing. I mean, from what they're saying here, it doesn't really seem like they're going to really be doing anything of significance. I mean, so far they've toured around the Beltway, which is the big loop that goes outside of D.C. I don't know if it's technically in D.C. I presume it is as far as the city limits or whatever, but it's not the actual like heart of the city or anything like that. You're not actually, even though the Beltway is generally considered bad traffic, so they're probably not even slowing it down much more than it would normally be. But if that's all they're planning on doing is just rolling around the Beltway a couple times here and there and then calling it a day and heading back, was that really worth driving all the way across the country for and making, you know, a big to-do about?
It's probably having a much bigger impact that they're not out there actually, like, delivering stuff to stores. You know, that's probably having a bigger impact on things than them driving around the Beltway. And that's a small impact, too, right?
But that's not something that you, I mean, that's just a speculative statement. That's not something you can easily point to and say, hey, look, we did this. You know, like, you can't, if the mainstream media article is to be believed, and there's no reason to believe them necessarily, but they claim 130 trucks plus many, many other individual vehicles, so people in their cars and, you know, pickup trucks or whatever, but 130 full-on semi kind of trucks are involved in this. That's a fair amount, but it's nothing in comparison to, it's not going to, like, dramatically affect the shipping lanes or anything
right.
like that.
Yeah, it sounds like a really small number of
trucks. That's a huge number of trucks to come to a protest. I mean, that's, you try putting 130 trucks anywhere and you're going to have a difficult time, right? Like, that's not something that you can easily do. So I'm happy to hear that there are that many drivers who are involved, and I don't think you had much more than that in Ottawa. I mean, they definitely had dozens and dozens there, maybe a couple hundred in Ottawa. But again, in Ottawa, they were also backed up by a bunch of people in their individual vehicles. So it's hard to say how many vehicles were truly involved. It does say hundreds. They do admit hundreds of smaller vehicles. So 130 large trucks, hundreds of smaller vehicles. So let's call it 1,000 vehicles at minimum. That's a pretty significant turnout. That's a lot of people who dedicated a lot of time and a lot of gas money to come all the way out to D.C. just to have the organizers say, okay, well, here's all we're going to do on the second run. They did two loops around the Beltway yesterday.
Is this like a Walls of Jericho thing, like where the third day they're going to circle around it three times, and then the fourth day, four times, on the seventh day, the walls of D.C. will just crumble and there will be no more federal government?
Yeah.
Does D.C. have walls?
It's got figurative walls.
Okay.
That would be nice if that actually happened. I
would love for them to do that just to see if that happens. It wouldn't, but, I mean, that's the best plan they have at this point. It's like, hey, no, we're doing the Bible thing, guys. This is Jericho.
This organizer they spoke with, Brian Brace, whoever he is, says that they're not planning to go into D.C., but he did acknowledge there are some in the group who are planning to go, quote-unquote, beyond the Beltway. And we did read an interview with another guy from Pennsylvania, and I forget his name, but he also said he had something that he was going to do besides just drive around the Beltway, because he felt that wasn't going to be enough. I wouldn't say it's ominous. I think it just means he's going into the city to do something. Now, I don't know if that's park out in front of the White House or what it is that he has in mind. But let me go on here with the official propaganda from the Washington Post. They say authorities across the D.C. region have monitored the group and warned drivers about potential traffic problems in coming days. Some officials have encouraged drivers to avoid the Beltway when possible. Virginia State Police spokes bureaucrat Corrine Geller said Monday the agency will continue to follow the plan that it had in place over the weekend, saying it's not clear when the convoy will arrive on the Virginia side of the Beltway, but said state police will respond as needed. D.C. Police Chief Robert Conti III told reporters at a Monday briefing that officials continue to monitor the convoy. While peaceful demonstrations are welcome, he said, he warned that, quote, there are certain things in the district we are not going to tolerate, and did not elaborate further. The group plans to stay at the Speedway through the weekend, Brace said, adding that he hopes, this is the organizer speaking, quote, this is all over by Wednesday? That's your plan, is to be done by Wednesday?
That is their current plan.
That's according to this guy they found for this media interview. Now, maybe this guy is a total plant, and he's not actually, you know, an organizer. I don't know.
That's not enough to drive around seven times or whatever.
No.
To do the biblical thing.
No, that's
disappointing. So they drive all this way. They make a couple of loops around D.C.
Hang out at the Speedway at night.
And then they just
and then go home. That's it?
Wow.
Well, hopefully some of them will, you know, it seems likely that some of them will break away and either stay or come up with something else to do.
He didn't disclose.
It sounds like this guy has cold feet. Sounds like he's scared.
It's a scary, they're a scary group. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's way scarier to go into D.C. for a protest like this than it is to Ottawa.
Yeah, I would say so. The D.C. government's a lot more bloodthirsty. They've got a lot more experience at, you know, black ops.
Right, look at what they're doing to people who took an unauthorized tour on January 6th. They're locking those people in prison.
Yeah. Yeah, for milling around and taking selfies.
He didn't disclose the group's plans for the rest of the week, but said it could include meetings with lawmakers. Really? I mean, was that the whole point of this? Was to get politicians to meet with you? Because let me tell you what's going to happen. The politicians that are meeting with you are going to tell you what you want to hear. They're going to butter you up. They're going to try to get your support for their reelection campaign, and they're going to do absolutely nothing for you.
That's all we've seen this entire year since all of the COVID nonsense finally went away. There was no science behind the Democrats suddenly reversing their positions.
Nope.
None of the science changed here in Keene when they're like, hey, yeah, we don't really need the mask anymore. Nothing changed. It just became politically unpopular for them to continue holding those positions.
Right. We actually read the, there was like a, it wasn't a press release. It was a leaked memo that came out from Biden's polling firm advising Democrats to back down, quote unquote, take the win on COVID, pat yourselves on the back, and stop talking about restrictions because you're going to lose the next election if you keep going with this restriction stuff.
They've already lost it, as far as I can tell. And I'm not sad by that. I'm not happy about it, but I'm not sad by it. They're, as far as my personal freedoms go, Democrats are a little bit worse than Republicans.
Yeah, I found myself thinking today, I can't believe I'm saying it, but I miss Trump.
Trump was funny.
He was at least entertaining.
Trump was hilarious. Yeah. He was one of the great trolls of history.
Well, now apparently if you have an iPhone, you can get on his new Truth Social website.
Well, I don't have an iPhone.
Well,
I'm really not interested. If he's not trolling the whole country, it's no fun to watch.
All right, so we're going to keep our eyes on this People's Convoy. Hope something, you know, interesting happens. But so far, apparently it's just touring around the Beltway with a fairly large number of people. Are they going to do anything else? If you know.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the Ukrainian resistance continues and thousands of Ukrainian people continue to defend their country from a Russian invasion, There's a Russian military convoy 40 miles long north of Ukraine's capital city of Kyiv that's reportedly been stuck in position for days. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby addresses reports of additional vehicles shown in satellite images with the convoy.
The assessment is that it was largely meant to help resupply, and it is still stalled. It is still stuck. We don't assess over the course of the weekend that it has made any progress.
Evidence of possible war crimes committed by Russia is being collected by the United States. There's also an investigation taking place into human rights abuses. This as innocent civilians continue to be killed in Russian airstrikes. USA Radio News. A third round of Ukraine peace talks ends with no major breakthroughs.
Russia-Ukraine peace talks travel down the same fruitless road. The talks took place near the Belarus border. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov said Ukraine should amend its constitution to reject any aims to enter any bloc, meaning don't join NATO or the European Union. Russia also demanded Ukraine recognize Crimea as Russian and the pro-Moscow separatist republic in eastern Ukraine as independent. The requirements were quickly denounced by Ukrainian officials as much of the same. Higher-level talks by both countries will take place Thursday in Turkey. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The National Football League is suspending Atlanta Falcons wide receiver Calvin Ridley for betting on football games this past season. The league did not specify which games Ridley gambled on. The indefinite suspension comes as states across the country are legalizing sports gambling. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. ExtendoVite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in ExtendoVite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on ExtendoVite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get ExtendoVite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live. The phones are open. You can join us right here, 603-283-6160, especially if you have been in the People's Convoy. Are you one of the hundreds of cars? According to the mainstream media, I mean, at the very least, they are admitting in the Washington Post that they saw hundreds of vehicles, and plus about 130 full-on tractor-trailer trucks. So it sounds like a pretty big protest, and from the pictures I've seen where they're located at their stopping point, for instance, over at the Hagerstown Speedway, it seems very large. I mean, they have this humongous 150 or 100-foot wide American flag that they unfurl. Like, it's as wide as nine trucks parked right next to one another.
Where do you even get a flag that big?
That's what I was wondering. Probably China, but I mean, it's how you unfurl that and actually get people. It's amazing.
I will say it's also amazing that a mainstream outlet's even talking about this. I mean, I've been out of the loop this weekend, but prior to that, there was the convoy in Ottawa or whatever, and none of this was ever talked about in the mainstream media
that I saw. The Ottawa one was all over mainstream media in Canada.
Okay, that's true. I was not on the air, so I wasn't checking the news when
that
happened.
Yeah, no, it was huge.
But the Freedom Convoy thing, this is the first I've heard about it.
Well, the mainstream did ignore it throughout most of the 11 days that they were traveling. It did get a few headlines early on when it first started, where basically it was, oh, okay, well, the D.C.'s aware of this, and they're bringing in the National Guard. But it was only like 700 National Guard, so it was nowhere near as many as after January 6th. Remember when they brought in thousands of National Guard troops, and they locked down the streets in D.C.?
Well, they probably
DC.
Still, you know, matches these truckers or this convoy one-to-one, or pretty close to it.
Maybe. And they were also telling the D.C. police they couldn't take time off over the next 2 weeks. So, like, they definitely want to have troops, if you will, on the ground in D.C. But that was what came out early on. And then for the majority of the time during the actual driving, there was very little coverage that I was able to see about it. But now they can't be ignored at this point. I mean, they actually are there, and there actually are, you know, thousands of people that are involved in this thing. But it seems like, at least from their own state, and this isn't just the Washington Post, it's on their own Facebook group, where they're saying that their only plan for today would be to roll, quote-unquote, rolling too wide and one time around the Beltway, and then return to Hagerstown Speedway for the night.
Oh, I thought we were up to two trips today.
No, that was yesterday.
Okay, so
I think the Washington Post said they did it twice or something. I don't know. But, yeah, one or two trips around the Beltway, and then go back and hang out at the Speedway for the night.
Wait, dude, you could have done this in Meta. Or Decentraland or something.
Yeah,
and it would have had exactly the same impact.
Well, it's not over yet, so we'll see. We'll keep an eye on this as it develops. If you want to join the show, you can here at 603-283-6160. So there are some interesting developments in regards to the Ukraine situation. And I know, Aria, you had something about the vodka companies that have been targeted by protests and governments, apparently. We can get into that.
Yeah, like Governor Sununu here in New Hampshire, he created this executive order, which it surprises me that the governor has the power to do this in the first place. And I don't think the situation in Ukraine constitutes a state of emergency for New Hampshire, but whatever. Sununu has his little COVID state of emergency, so he's making an executive order,
I don't think there is a state of emergency in New Hampshire right now. I believe that was rescinded in June.
But the liquor stores are run by the government, which makes them part of the executive branch.
Correct.
So he can tell the liquor stores to do whatever he wants.
Right, so he doesn't need an emergency status to do an executive order.
So what he did
was... So the difference is, he just issued an executive order, not an emergency order.
Right.
Yeah.
So what he did was, he told the wine and liquor stores here that, hey, you can't sell any Russian stuff, and you got to get rid of it. So there were videos...
Wait. They actually dumped them out? I thought they were just taking them off the shelves.
It depends. Right. There are videos of bars and stuff like that pouring vodkas down the drain.
But those videos have come from all over the United States. Have you seen that specifically from New Hampshire?
Yeah, there was one in New Hampshire. I don't remember the name of the bar, but I saw the name and I was like, that's
just
a New Hampshire bar. I'm pretty sure I've been there.
So they're just virtue signaling, though, right?
Sure, but the one that I distinctly remember watching them pour down was Salishnaya, and I'm almost certainly not pronouncing that correctly.
Okay.
But it sounds Russian, right? It looks like a Russian. It looks like a Russian word. Come to find out, it's actually produced in Latvia, not Russia.
And isn't that a former Soviet state?
Probably.
Yeah, Latvia is a former Soviet state. It's actually, if I recall correctly, Latvia and Estonia are supposed to be two of the freest economic places in the world.
Mm. What's really frustrating is that this caused me to, because I would love nothing more than for this Salichnaya vodka to be on the list of alcohols that these liquor stores aren't allowed to have. But whatever list Sununu has put together, it's not publicly available. So I can't confirm that liquor stores... I would have to go to the liquor store to see if I could find Salishnaya vodka, and I didn't think to do that before I came here today.
Far be it from you to go to the liquor store.
Well, yeah, I haven't had anything stronger than ciders other than, like, Friday night in, like, 3 weeks.
So you have not seen any evidence that the state of New Hampshire has poured out the liquor?
Right.
Okay.
But there have been bars doing it.
Because that would be pretty upsetting for them to actually pour. I mean, it's...
It wouldn't be the
first
time. Those
are taxpayer dollars they're pouring down the drain. Right. I would not be happy.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time some government or company did something stupid like this, or just some individual. When Colin Kaepernick started protesting on behalf of Nike, people would buy Nikes solely to burn them or throw them in the trash or whatever.
Which sounds like a windfall for Nike.
Yeah, or they would take the Nikes that they already had and just like, no, I'm setting these on fire. I'm getting rid of these. It's like, dude, you already paid for it. It's already done. You're not hurting anyone with this gesture. And that's what this ultimately comes down to. But to come to find out, at least this one bar in New Hampshire that was doing this was doing it to vodka that's not even Russian.
Well, I suspect most of them...
And they probably don't know that.
They were probably just Russian to do something.
Yeah, and probably most of their customers don't know it either.
Yeah. I mean, I assumed when I saw it, like, I was at Liberty Forum this last weekend where I did have a few drinks, and, you know, I drink a vodka and Sprite. And they were like, well, what kind of vodka do you want us? Do you have any Russians? We don't know. We have Grey Goose and something else. I was like, all right, then I don't really care. But
yeah.
I don't know. Give me a Russian-sounding one, at least.
This whole thing of punishing the Russian people, punishing Russian business people, punishing...
And American people, right?
Well, the people importing it, you mean?
Well, I mean, this crap, all of these sanctions, that's the reason that gas is current. I mean, you're right. There, it was already going up anyway.
Sure.
It escalated like 33% over the course of like 4 days.
We saw it go up because Bonnie and I had to drive out to Manchester in the morning and then drive back to Keene because I'm on curfew on my bail restriction, so I couldn't spend the night in the hotel. So, you know, we had to spend an extra 3 hours driving this weekend when you guys could just hang out at the hotel and crash there. But
sorry.
It's not your fault.
Nobody ever accused the government of logical consistency.
But we saw the price of gas go up in the, you know, 12 hours or whatever between when we drove out there and when we drove back to Keene. Like, it went up during that same day. So it's incredible. Right now, there's like a huge range of gas station prices in town, just on West Street in Keene. One station's got it for like $4.13, and another one's $4.29 a gallon. So they're all up, and they're up in a big way. It's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, and it happened in just the span of a few days, and it's only a result of all of these economic sanctions. Sure, it's hurting the Russian people. It's hurting. I saw a news article today on Drudge Report. Like, oh, our sanctions are hurting the Russian oligarchs. Okay, they're also hurting the Russian people.
The oligarchs are doing just fine.
Yeah, and the American people. Yeah. Oh no, the oligarchs had to sell their yacht.
By the way, you were right, nobody. Latvia, I pulled up the Human Freedom Index. Normally we look at the Economic Freedom Index, but Fraser Institute also apparently has a Human Freedom Index, which I believe looks at both personal and economic freedoms. And Latvia ranked at number 21 on the charts, not far behind the United States at number 15, and Estonia at number 4.
Oh, wow. Okay.
On the charts.
I thought Latvia and Estonia were about the same, but I mean,
they're still
Estonia
top 20.
Edges them out. Yeah, definitely.
Still pretty good for a former Soviet state, either way. More coming up here. The number is 603-283-6160. Hong Kong, by the way, down 10 spots on that chart to number 30. So they are heading way down the list. There's more coming up here. You can join us on Free Talk Live.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
And this is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number is 603-283-6160. By the way, I want to say thank you to Paul, is a Free Talk Live Gold supporter of the AMPS program. It's a Patreon that you can join over at amps.freetalklive.com, amps.freetalklive.com. That takes you right over to our Patreon. And it is there where you can get signed up with your debit card, credit card, or your PayPal account. You can help us advertise, market, promote, and support Free Talk Live. Paul's gold level, which means that he's doing at least $10 a month. So thank you, Paul, for that support. We definitely appreciate it. It helps us get Free Talk Live on a more great radio stations around the country and spread the ideas of freedom as far as we can. You get some cool perks, too. Head over to amps.freetalklive.com. You can get started over there. So since we brought up the Human Freedom Index, I always like to check the bottom five on the Human Freedom Index. This is the 2021 edition. You have to remember, whenever they publish, whether it's the Economic Freedom Index or the Human Freedom Index, this is from FraserInstitute.org. There's also the Heritage Foundation, which does an Economic Freedom Index as well. And Cato does, I know they do the Freedom in the 50 States. I don't know if Cato does any international ones. But anyway, they always are old by a couple years because, you know, the studies and the data that they use to compile these reports, you have to give them time to come out, but then you have to compile them, and so they usually are 2 years behind. So
yeah, but we're ravenous for the COVID years.
That's what I'm saying.
We want to know the data.
Yeah, and this cuts off on 2019, so it's through the end of 2019, so this does not factor in anything that happened in the last 2 years. So keep that in mind here. I'll give you actually the top five, and then we'll go to the bottom five top five here. Number one, two, and three tied. They're not tied. They just didn't change, so compared to last year. So number one, Switzerland is the highest ranked country as far as human freedom. New Zealand at number two. Yeah, that one's got to come down the list.
Yes.
Wow, that's way off.
Yeah. Denmark at number three. Estonia at number four, up from, by the way, number five. So Estonia jumped up a spot. And Ireland up from number six to number five. I'll give you the top ten here. Finland at number six, tied with Canada for number six. I'm going to hope to see that one go down the list.
What do you mean by human freedom? Is that like personal freedom? Is that how I'm to interpret that?
So this has two scores. There's actually a personal freedom score and an economic freedom score. And then I believe they're averaging that score to get the human freedom score. So it looks at both. So Canada tied with Finland for number six. Australia at number eight.
Also got to be adjusted.
It's got to come way down. Sweden at number nine and Luxembourg at number 10.
I think Sweden did okay during COVID, if I'm remembering correctly.
They did all right.
I mean, they were less tyrannical than most of the European nations, if I recall.
By far. We go to the end of the list. Anyone want to take a guess at number 165? Keep in mind, North Korea is not on the
Singapore.
List.
Singapore. No, Singapore is actually not bad.
Not if you're not Muslim.
For personal freedom, Singapore is generally not considered very free.
But economically, they tend to be considered very free.
Well, if you're a Muslim, you're probably okay. But if you're not, you should probably get out of Singapore.
Singapore ranked apparently at number 48 on the charts.
Okay.
But yeah, usually on the economic freedom list, they're number two under Hong Kong.
Would it be
China's
too obvious?
Number one anymore.
Oh, North Korea, duh.
Yeah, North Korea is
not
on
the
list.
You can't get data out of North Korea. So there's no way to really
know. Well, that automatically makes them last, right?
They are absolutely one of the worst places to be, but there's no actual, like, numbers that are released. I mean, anything released from North Korea comes from the North Korean government, so you can't actually trust it.
Right.
So they usually get left off these lists. So you want to take another crack at it?
If it's not North Korea, it's got to be like China or someone like that.
Actually, China, not in the bottom 10, but it is near the bottom portion. It's number 150 out of 165. So it's pretty low. At the bottom here, let's give you Venezuela at number 164. So almost the worst. The worst, according to this, on human freedom is the Syrian Arab Republic at number 165 with a score of, out of a potential 10 points, it got a 3.66. Venezuela at number 164 with a 4.03.
So that's basically just Syria, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It sounds like that might be a politically motivated conclusion then.
I bet you it's a really bad place to live.
Any worse than Iraq or Iran or
Well,
Saudi
Iraq
Arabia?
Is in the bottom 10. Okay. Yemen is number 163. Sudan at 162. Egypt, 161. Iran at 160. Somalia.
To be fair, Yemen would
Where's
probably
Saudi
be better
Arabia?
If Saudi Arabia wasn't bombing them.
It's coming up shortly. Somalia at 159. Burundi at 157. Tied with Iraq at 157. Libya at 156. And Saudi Arabia at number 155. So right there in the bottom 10.
So the Middle East, just not a very good place
not
to be.
Not a real free place.
Freedom.
Yeah, not at all.
How about Afghanistan?
Ooh,
well, in 2019,
question.
The United States was still there, so it probably would have been doing better.
Strangely, it is not on the list.
That's not suspicious at all.
Yeah.
Just like North Korea.
Well, interestingly, when I searched for Afghanistan, it's listed next to North Korea on a list of women in virtually no women enjoy full freedom of movement like North Korea or Afghanistan under the Taliban. Now, that's... Yeah, that's all. The only time it's mentioned in the entire 435-page document.
Were the Taliban already in charge in 2019? I thought we were running the show.
Well, I've never been there.
The government.
Yeah, I don't know.
The U.S. government withdrew, I think, in early 2021. I think it was one of the first things Biden did, and that was mostly because Trump had locked him onto that course of action.
Well, there was that, and I'm also, according to a report on the Hill, he was being told that if he didn't pull out voluntarily, that they were going to get overrun. So I don't know if that's true or not, but that's what was said.
Well, it's interesting that we talk about Venezuela here because it actually is in the news. And we were discussing oil prices, which, of course, are running up to near record levels in the United States. There was one other time when oil did hit over $4 a gallon, and it was, I think, like 2008 or 2009. It was a quick spike up. So it's likely going to break that record here. If it hasn't already today, it's probably going to very, very soon. And you mentioned, Ari, that this is a direct result of the government's meddling with sanctions on the government and the people of Russia. Because, again, the people of Russia...
And also the people of America, because we
right.
could still be fracking.
Well, it's always the people.
We are.
It's always the people that pay the price for sanctions. It's never the elites. It's never the, you know, the politicians. It's the people that suffer. And a lot of the people in Russia do not want war. They do not want to invade Ukraine. They don't want to.
I imagine that's true everywhere.
Yeah.
I mean, your average person out there just probably doesn't want to kill a bunch of other people.
Right.
I'm just speculating here, being an average person. I can't imagine too many people are that bloodthirsty.
So here's the interesting thing that has developed, because now that the United States government is saying no oil from Russia. Well, they still have to get oil from somewhere. And obviously there's the Middle East, right? There's plenty of it there and everything. But curiously, according to the New York Times, senior U.S. officials are now traveling to Venezuela. You know, that same government that's been starving its own people for the last, most of the last 10 years, that have been so impoverishing through socialism their own people that they don't even eat two full meals a day and have been losing weight consistently year after year for the last few years.
Sounds familiar.
Because they're so poor, they can't get, like, clean drinking water easily. It's just an absolutely hellish existence from the stories that we've heard to live there. And the U.S. government, until recently, had been very unfriendly towards Nicolas Maduro and the Venezuelan government. They had put sanctions on the Venezuelan government, as a matter of fact. But now they're going and crawling on their knees, it sounds like.
Well, wasn't Venezuela part of Bush Jr.'s axis of evil along
no,
with
I
Iran
so.
And... I thought they were.
I think it was no. Iran, North Korea, and Russia.
I thought Venezuela was the third.
Maybe they will have to look that
one
up.
But it was under Chavez, so it was quite a while ago.
We'll have to look that one. That's an interesting question. But they're now the Biden administration is coming to Venezuela and asking for help. They're stepping up. Yeah. The trip is.
I'd like to be a fly on the wall.
The trip is the highest level visit by Washington officials to Caracas in years. The United States broke off diplomatic relations with Maduro and closed its embassy in Caracas in 2019 after accusing the authoritarian leader of electoral fraud. The Trump administration then tried to topple Maduro's government by sanctioning Venezuelan oil exports and the country's senior officials and by recognizing the opposition leader Juan Guaido as Venezuela's lawful president. We reported on all that here on Free Talk Live. Of course, Maduro is still ensconced comfortably. He's still fat and well-fed, while the rest of his people are hungry and not doing so hot.
Sounds like socialism.
But we'll give you a little bit more about what's happening here in moments, and you can take control of the airwaves. Hour 3.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.